is a subdivision and rezoning at 198 Sherbrooke Street under file DASZ 30 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely item 7, a variance at 198 Sherbrooke Street under file DAB 157499/2014D.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Okay.
Welcome. I'll tell you who I am. I'm Charles Huband, and I'm representing Westminster Housing Society. I think the application is in the name of our architect, Harry Hayde, but it's an application by Westminster Housing Society. And I should just mention in passing that we're a nonprofit corporation. We are also a registered charity. We've been in business for about 22 years, largely in West Broadway area, although also now in Spence neighborhood. And basically, our work has been in rehab projects, although we have had some built for new, and this would be one of them. It's a proposal that we're advancing on behalf not just of ourselves, but also of the West Broadway Community Organization, who are, I think I could say, our partners, in that we would be buying the land from West Broadway, and they are supportive of our application. I'll invite Greg McPherson, who is Executive Director of West Broadway Corporation, to speak a little later on when I'm finished, if that's satisfactory. The other partner that we have, to be honest with you, is Manitoba Housing, because if this project is approved, we still have to arrange funding with Manitoba Housing at a level sufficient for us with our own mortgage to go ahead with the project. But we have had a long-time association with Manitoba Housing, and they have been a funder in most of our recent projects. With that, I think you have a copy of the... We don't have a picture to put up on the wall, but you've received a sketch that came by via Mr. Hayes. I think you can pretty well see what we're trying to do. It's a four-story building. We would have commercial at the front. We would have balconies on for every unit. There would be 18 units in all. Half of them would be one-bedroom units, and the other half would be two-bedroom units. Half of them would be designated for low-income tenants, because that is our traditional occupancy, is low-income people or lower-income people. But in this instance, we would have half of the units for median market rent. So it's a mixed-use project, and I think that's what West Broadway had in mind, and I think it is the first for us to have a mixed unit, and we're looking forward to that arrangement. There are some features about the design that I think are important. One thing that you will see in this is that on top of the front section, which is the commercial section, we're looking for a commercial tenant. And I would just say there we're looking for a tenant with the assistance of West Broadway, again, that would perhaps have a business that would cater to the needs of the community, if it's possible to get that kind of a fit. They would occupy the main floor to the entrance that you would see on the extreme right side of the sketch. The entrance to the apartment area would be in the sort of middle left of the sketch. There would be a stairway going up to the roof over the commercial area, and on top of that roof, we're hoping to have some sort of a community garden with boxes with soil in them. It would be a fairly extensive operation. Depending on whether we can come up with sufficient dollars, we would put a glass top and sides on it, and it would become a year-round greenhouse. But at the very least, we anticipate that it would be in use as a garden area for 6, 7, 8 months of the year, And we would include not only our tenants, but it would be a garden that would be available for the community. We haven't figured out just yet how it would be operated and run, but we'll come to that in due course. We will have places for bicycles to park in the front area. It is a fairly open plaza in front of the building that gives some setback space. If you take a look beyond the first two pages of this material, which are letters, and we'll come to that in a moment or two, you'll come to a sketch of the building, and it shows the extent or the scope of the plaza area, and it is a fairly extensive public area. What else can I tell you about it? Well, I can tell you that it has a special feature in terms of parking as well, because we want to have a space for a co-op car. We would not have a large number of parking spaces. I think it's six parking spaces. But it is well situated for other transportation routes. We would have one unit or one parking space for the co-op unit. I should also mention, besides that it has good transit connections being on Sherbrooke Street and not far from Portage Avenue. So there we are. Title is currently with West Broadway and requires consolidation. That's part of the application that we have. And there are variances for the side yards and front. Yep. So there are those variances that are required. And if there's any explanations as to the nature of those variances, Harry Hayde will answer your questions. We note that on paragraph 3 of the notice of the public hearings, and that appears, public hearings, and I notice in paragraph 3 it indicates that in lieu of the requirement of for land dedication, a sum of money might be up to 10% if the market value of the land is increased. And what we're saying is, I think that that's the way it reads, we're saying that we're a charity, we're a nonprofit. And if there's any way that you could influence things so that we wouldn't be charged for any such increase, that would be helpful to us. We would like the city to be a payor rather than a payee. And I have to tell you that in our previous developments, we have had the support of the city of Winnipeg, which made grants of $10,000 per unit. We would not be asking for any grants from the city with respect to the market units, but we would continue a tradition of requesting grants from the city of Winnipeg for units that are dedicated to lower-income people. Mr. McPherson, as I said, is here and would like to say a few words on behalf of West Broadway Community Organization, and I would ask him to do so now.
I'll try to do it within Charles's remaining minute and 35 seconds.
Well, it did take
more
time.
Give you a little attention.
That's okay. I plan to be brief. I know everyone has places to be, obviously. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you very much for hearing our application. West Broadway Community Organization held a community consultation in 2008 called the Design Charrette. As you heard in the last applicant's argument, the six people that they had out was reasonable. We had over 40 for a two-day process. We worked very, very hard to poll our community and get the involvement of as many residents as we could to decide on the future use of the property. We purchased the property in 2001 with a grant from the province under the agreement that we would have a public consultation to decide the future use of the property. During the 2008 design charrette, the community had made it very clear that they wanted to see a mixed-use development, which would include a commercial space on the main floor, mixed income, affordable housing above, and a significant portion of green space. As you can well appreciate, that's a very difficult proposal. It's hard to find the support and the financing to make something like that happen. We were delighted last year when we met with Westminster Housing Society and they proposed this building, which I think accomplishes all of those things. It's exactly in keeping with the wishes of the community in terms of the design charrette process that was held, and we're very proud of the partnership we forged with Westminster. I'll leave it at that. I hope that we're a charity also, and we're a very small organization. We do our very best to make sure that our community members and residents are considered and their wishes are considered, and I think that this project is about as close as we could possibly get to making everyone happy. So very proud of it.
Thank you. Anybody else? Up yonder? Okay. Thank you. Have a seat.
Wait,
what do I have to do right now?
Yeah, just I guess in terms of the financial viability of the project, I guess I'm, you know, it's pretty rare that we waive land dedication, and you know, it's obviously, I think the city should be finding ways to support these kinds of projects. I'm not sure what the best way is. We don't currently have those housing programs that you've applied to before in place, I don't believe, in terms of a subsidy per door at this point in time, right? Or, so it's kind of a dilemma. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, I don't have any thoughts. We have been dealing for years with Dave Dessen, it's community funds, basically, that come from the community from Winnipeg to, say, West Broadway, and then West Broadway approves their application to a particular project. So that's the way that the funding flows, as far as I know. It may not even go through those two steps. It may come directly to us, but it has to be approved by the local community. I can't really speak to the matter other than that. Yeah.
Well, we still have access to the IR, like the housing investment.
Oh, so you might be able to get some support from that for this project?
We've been told by Mr. Dessens that we would be eligible for a project like this. So we've gone to our Housing Stakeholders Committee, which is the representation of housing stakeholders in West Broadway, with the preliminaries, and we've gotten a lot of support thus far from the members, so we don't expect that we'll have any opposition.
That would be the funding you get from the Neighborhood Improvement Zone, sort of area funding some of that?
Past, obviously, we were considered an HIZ, like a housing improvement zone. I don't think that designation exists anymore within the current policy, the city policy.
I'm not sure what about the name. But.
I understand, though, from speaking to Winston Yee and Dave, Dave Dessens, that they're endeavoring to come up with criteria to allow organizations like ours to maintain access to some sort of housing renewal fund.
So that would be a source that you could probably.
That's what we've been looking at.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. That's great. Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got a few more names. This is people in support still. And remember, if someone has spoken words wiser than you can, you don't have to come back up. But by all means, you're more than welcome to come up. Okay. So, Brent Mitchell.
The three wise men have spoken.
Very lovely with the season. Bruce Gilman.
I can pass as well.
Thank you. Ian Santa Becca.
Oh, that name.
Yeah, good name. All right. Gene Altemeyer.
Observe.
Okay, you got her. Do you want me to change it for information instead?
Sure.
Okay. Audrey Logan. Okay. Ellen Schmiel.
Pass.
Pass? Okay. I think it's Todd Donahue.
Yeah.
You good? Okay. Fiona J.M. Platt? Nothing more to add? Okay, that takes us through that group. Anybody else who wants to speak in support of the project that is not filled in a form, going once, going twice, seeing none, moving on? We have an applicant in opposition, Jennifer Altemeyer. You, by all means, come on up. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just say I'm pretty nervous. Kind of overwrought. I was coming pretty hard to try and prepare for this. And I've tried to ask smart questions to help me prepare, and I feel like I haven't really got, you know, direction that should be available in certain regards.
Okay, why don't you have a seat? Just get comfy.
I'd rather stand for this if I could.
You can, absolutely. Whatever you're comfortable doing. Just make sure we speak in the microphone, and when you're ready to start, gather your thoughts, and we'll start the clock.
Thank you.
No problem.
First thing I'll do is I put together a few photo albums with pictures of Sherbrooke, and I've added some little sticky labels on the pictures. So there's three of those, and they're labeled on the front, so I'd be happy to pass those around to the committee.
I'll have them for you.
And, of course, if the applicant would like to have a look at them, then maybe.
Okay.
You'll notice that one of those books is labeled Gardens That No Longer Exist. And for the most part, those are gardens in West Broadway neighborhood at residential properties where I was formerly a tenant. And for whichever reason, West Germain, when I moved, you know, was not still on the property maintaining the garden, and they don't exist anymore. I didn't have controlling interest in those properties, of course, so I couldn't protect the gardens from other people's interests. So I've provided a little bit of detail occasionally about what happened.
Okay.
And just like that to be taken into consideration as I speak in defense of this garden. The West Broadway neighborhood, as everyone here knows, is adjacent to the downtown, and that makes it a very lucrative site for development, for gentrification. And gardens that have been created over many, many years in that neighborhood continually subside to the interests of the developers. Sherbrooke is the last of one of these gardens that was started over 20 years ago by a group called Earth Core that I was not a part of, but I was aware of it. And it's a unique garden. It's in a great location. It has good soil. We have a lot of sustainable practices there. And West Broadway Development Corporation has been shepherding along its own version of community green space management and the creation and supposed support of community gardens for residents. They do own the land. They have since 2002. But the garden was already there for 10 years. They got a deal to buy that land because the garden was there. And I think I went into that some in the material that I filed in the discussion. So I thought I had brought a copy with me of an article that was put in a local independently produced book called Wild West Broadway several years ago by the name of Jill Winsowski, who gardened with us about 2 years ago. And she was aware of the garden, and she interviewed Rico John, who was one of the original participants and catalysts to start Sherbrooke and who stayed there the longest. And so she interviewed him for the book, and he explained some of the background, including the approach that was made by the gardening group to Jenny Gerbasi as a counselor in the area at the time to try and find a way to save the garden from being sold on to a developer. And because the landowner wanted to see, you know, the garden keep going, he didn't sell it to a developer at a market rate. He let the development corporation buy it with money from Neighborhoods Alive to pay off the tax arrears and for an additional $20,000. So this garden didn't really cost the development corporation anything. And now they were talking about selling it to Westminster Housing Society. Nothing that happened at the design shred in 2008 contemplated the possibility of selling the property. There were conditions put by Neighborhoods Alive on West Broadway's management or stewardship of the land that I've provided in the Schedule A material, which is in the first part of the brief. And I don't want to use up too much time talking about the background, but I would just hope that the information that I've put together for the committee to review is going to be evaluated, and the interest is in being fair to the community. There's too much that is already happening there that West Property Development Corporation and the Westminster Housing Society seem very unconcerned about the loss of. And the garden is really appreciated by a lot of people, but I think it's also important to recognize that the garden is fully tenanted by a lot of flourishing and happy life forms already, and that those life forms have a right to their existence, and that they shouldn't be displaced or destroyed. The offers or the plans that are shown for the gardens are totally inadequate. They're not in good locations. I don't feel the need to, you know, to prove that to the committee here, but that they don't even admit that the design charrette didn't allow for this size of a development in any way, shape, or form shows that this is not the kind of partnership that City Hall should be endorsing, because it is putting the needs of a few over the needs of the many. And I've struggled for many years there to try and promote others to commit to the land. And you can see, you know, what it has done to me to try and manage the burden of defending the garden against these other interests, which I don't know if it really would be much easier if there was more of us, because you end up with more that you have to reach consensus about before you take an action. But I did manage to collect some letters in regards to this meeting coming up, and I wanted to add those and circulate those. I could just grab a few quotes and maybe just read from them for the record and make sure that, you know, these other voices are heard, because it's frequently said that it's mostly me doing the gardening at the site, which isn't, you know, strictly true. I'm doing a lot more than most people are, but that doesn't mean that others aren't receiving value and contributing. Young lady named Nawi, her name is spelled N-A-V-Y, but it's pronounced Nawi. She's a clubhouse member, and she wrote a wonderful letter. I didn't highlight anything. She's writing on behalf of the sustainment of the West Broadway Community Garden, meaning Sherbrooke. She's writing in concern and hope that the community garden remains intact and that we could possibly see future development inside garden in the form of a performance stage and a small greenhouse. That's the limit of it. Maybe this is a good time to just sort of briefly switch to a different track, and I wanted to talk about whether this is a moderate increase of housing density, and taken in the context of even just, you know, the corridor of Sherbrooke that we're talking about from Westminster to Portage Avenue, there's actually a massive increase in housing density with what this committee has recently approved, a 15-story, 150-unit apartment to be built across from basically McDonald's with underground parking. I didn't read anything in that report that addresses whether any of those units are affordable, what kind of price points there are. There's no discussion of that at all. And yet there is an endorsement from Greg McPherson. I'm talking the relevance, if that's the issue, is about housing density in the neighborhood. So that's not the only project, but all of these additional units. Also, if you count up all the condo conversions, as well as the new build at 155 Sherbrooke, I think it's called the Elements, they took away affordable housing, maybe not high quality, but probably at least 10 units in those three old houses. They've taken away so many units that now to try and take the garden away and only add 9 units of affordable housing is totally, totally wrong. That garden is the community's capital. A lot of people identify with it, have history there. It's beautiful. I have so much more, you know, that I have to say. The idea that I've seen in the traffic You know, that having housing on major traffic corridors, the city's decided that's a good idea. I don't think that's a very good idea. These apartments that they've designed, they have the balconies facing the front, they have the balconies facing the lane. There's a similar project, Westminster Housing Co-op, on Merriman Street, less than half a block away. I don't see people using those balconies. They're either looking over the back lane or they're looking over Merriman Street. They're not really usable outdoor space. There's no windows on the south side of the building. It's creating, you know, this huge shade where right now we have this big open space that's so rare because it's not just a parking lot. It's a beautiful garden. You know, if you had to put the kind of project they want somewhere, I really wish somebody would have tried to put it on the site where you're now putting a 15-story, you know, MMR or higher kind of a complex. Four stories, they say, you know, it's moderate, that they could maybe go up to six stories as they're doing with the clubhouse thing, which is what I wanted to talk about through NAWI. That's 14 affordable units and 14 medium market rate units that they've been approved for, and they finalized their deal with the province. That it's going to be funded and it's going to get built. So you guys have approved that, and I talked about that in the material that I filed to say you're putting this building here, you're putting that building there, this one's already arrived. All the condo conversions, they've taken away all of these units. That was all affordable housing. You know, if you've taken away like 1,000 affordable units in the last 5 years, the last 10 years, it wouldn't surprise me.
Just 2 more minutes. Thank you, can just wrap up, please.
Okay. And in terms of the traffic, I did do a traffic count, and that material is not actually in the brief that I filed, but I brought some additional documents this evening. And this is from the summer of 2013. So I just watched cars drive by for 45 minutes or for 90 minutes at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday in July. And cars, vans, and pickup trucks in 90 minutes, 1,750 vehicles, buses, heavy vehicles, vehicles with trailers, 70 heavy vehicles. Do you want to sit on a balcony? Do you want your kids playing on a patio there? You know, there's a lot of traffic and traffic congestion with the reduction of the lanes. People are going through the yellow lights. You know, there hasn't been people living at this site for a really long time. If they're planning to put families there, I think it's really very risky. It's not a good place for it. I'll just re-identify the point that I've already made in my brief. There's other places that WBDC was given land by this city so they could put affordable housing there, and they have not done it. I would have liked to see a councillor ask them about that tonight. Thank you. I guess that's all I have time for.
Thank you.
You can keep those photo booklets, and maybe I can call next week because I'd really like people to take some time to consider what's at stake.
We'll be making the decision tonight, just so you know. Okay. Councillor Bassi, any questions? Oh. Seeing none? Thank you for your time. Okay. Right, take a breath. Good. Okay. Moving along. The applicant... Anybody else in opposition who hasn't filled in a form yet that hasn't spoken, wishes to? Seen once, twice, three times? None? Okay. We'll now call back we'll call back the applicant to speak to any matters that were spoken to from the opposition.
Yes, I don't want to
try and rebut what has just been said. I recognize that for this particular individual, the gardening is a very important part of her life. I recognize that. I don't blame her for her attitude. I think, though, that there must be a recognition that the highest and best use of the land is going to be something more than the use of the land for a garden, no matter how important that might be in the lives of individual gardeners. And I think that this property has a higher and better use, and that we're getting close to reaching that point with this development.
Okay. Anybody else? Any questions? Any comments over there? Yonder?
I just add to that that our organization currently owns or manages 7 community gardens. This would be a loss of one. In our neighborhood, we have the riverfront, we have Balmoral Hall, we have Gordon Bell's new development, we have the Broadway Neighborhood Center green space that was recently redeveloped with a significant investment from our community, from the city, from the province, and from the federal government. We have no support from our local business community for a park. There was an effort made some years ago to try to have it converted to become a park. Both the city and the local business community didn't support that. So we're left with trying to figure out what to do with the land. Our organization is a nonprofit. We can't afford to pay taxes forever. Property taxes aren't cheap. It's difficult to manage a garden. We have to have staff for that. That in and of itself has proven to be a challenge. So we are forced to try to figure out a new feature for the land that doesn't include such an extensive garden. The development proposal in front of you now, though, I think does try to include gardening within its proposal. So I also don't want to say anything against our opponent. I think that she's a wonderful gardener. And, you know, this is frustrating. We can't make everyone in the community happy as much as we try. So.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the process. Okay. Councillor Jabassi. For number 6.
Start with moving that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All support, opposed, carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All support.